It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has very beautifully reported and said, subhanallah, inna allaha wakkala bi qabri malakan. Indeed, Allah Almighty has appointed an angel to my grave. A'atahu asma' al-khala'iqi, which has been granted power to hear the voices of the entire creation. فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِإِسْمِهِ وَإِسْمِ أَبِيهِ هَذَا فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ قَدْ صَلَّى عَلَيْكَ Subhanallah. So there is no one who sends salat upon me until the day of judgment except that it informs me of his name and the name of his father saying so and so, son of so and so has sent salat upon you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of the series known as A Bright Morning. Alhamdulillah, we are broadcasting this beautiful program and silsila from Johannesburg, South Africa. And alhamdulillah, we listen to a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel to my grave which has been granted the power to hear the voices of the entire creation. So there is no one who sends salat upon me until the day of judgment except that the angel informs me of his name and the name of his father. And the angel says, so and so, son of so and so has sent salat upon you. Allah, 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 subhanallah. Imagine what a great moment it is for you that your name is being presented in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening, that your name is being mentioned there. He knows, he recognizes you, he recognizes your father. What a great moment of honor this is. Just your name being mentioned in front of the beloved Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. By Allah, it is something very, very great that even if our lives have to be sacrificed, our parents, everyone be sacrificed, by Allah, it cannot be equal to that moment in which our name is being mentioned in front of the blessed Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, because he is Raufur Rahim. Our name is mentioned, and if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows his special mercy upon us, subhanallah, then inshallah azzajal will be successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, today inshallah we will be listening to a very beautiful topic. One of the hidden diseases we will be discussing today inshallah, which is important to learn about, something important to know. Alhamdulillah, previously we learned many, many beautiful topics were discussed regarding pious personalities, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, Sayyidina Imam Ghawsi-Azam, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, likewise Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We learned about Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Alhamdulillah, we discussed many beautiful topics such as having shukr, expressing gratitude over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we discussed the respect, the adab towards our parents in Islam. We discussed the beauty of the month of Ramadan. We discussed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also discussed very beautifully the wonders of Jannah, the horrors of Jahannam. Allah, Allah, Allah. So today, inshallah, we'll be discussing one of the hidden diseases. And it's a problem which is found in majority of the people across the globe, especially a person who has a rank, a status, a martaba, a maqam. You will find him involved in this sin, and the sin is eating up his heart and his body. What is this sin, this deadly sin Allah, this is arrogance, pride, takabbur. Allah, 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 we make dua, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from it. Today, inshallah, we'll be discussing this beautiful topic. It is very important to learn about it, because every person needs to know about these harmful diseases which eat his body, which consume his heart, so he can refrain from it in every moment in his life, and he may try and make himself a better person. But so before we discuss, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make intentions such as, inshallah, when I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will mention the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, jalla shanuhu. Inshallah, when I hear the name of the awliya, the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And inshallah azawajal, whatever I learn today, because it's such an important topic, inshallah, I'll try and first and foremost implement it on my lifestyle. If I have this disease, I'll try and remove it. And then inshallah, azawajal, I'll pass the message on to others as well, so they can also benefit, so they can also cleanse themselves of this filthy and disgusting disease, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, a king once prepared a ride in order to travel somewhere. He called for some clothes to wear, but he did not like them. So he asked for some other clothes, but did not like them either. After doing this several times, he eventually wore some clothes that he liked. Similarly, he called for a conveyance, but did not like that either. Thus, various modes of transport were brought to him, and he eventually mounted the best one. Soon after, Shaitan arrived and blew in his nose, causing him to become puffed up with pride. Then he set off with his army, but did not look towards the people out of pride. During this time, an individual came to him whose clothes were old and torn. He greeted the king with salam, but the king did not reply. Thus, he seized the reins of the king's conveyance. Upon this, the king said, "Leave the reins. You have shown great disrespect." The man said, "I have some work from you." The king said, "Have patience until I dismount." The man replied, "No, now." He then pulled the reins with force. The king said, "Speak, what do you require?" He replied, "It is a secret." Thus the king lowered his head and brought it closer to him. So he whispered to him, "I am the angel of death." Hearing this, the king's color changed. His voice began to shake. And he said, "Give me some time to go home and complete my tasks and bid farewell to my family members." The angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, said, "No, by Allah Almighty, you will never see your wealth, possessions and family members again." Then the angel took his soul and he fell like a piece of wood. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, this is pride, this is takabbur. Pride, takabbur doesn't take you anywhere in life. You have a station, you have a martaba, you have a maqam, you have a status. And you start feeling, you know, you start boasting, you start opening your chest, you start walking with pride, you start lifting your head high, you start considering people inferior to you. All of these things here, these are all pride. This is all signs of arrogance and takabbur. Remember, we are all human beings, we are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us every bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us whatever we have. From the smallest thing which we have to the greatest thing, everything is the bounty and the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what is the need of making pride in takabbur? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave you everything, He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave you everything, within a second He can take everything and you will be left with nothing. Why are you showing pride? If Allah Ta'ala decides to take away everything from you, can you do anything? Can you go against the will of Allah? Can you deny it and say, "No, I want everything back"? No, you can't do anything. You are helpless. Then why takabbur? Why pride? The harms and the destructions of pride are mentioned. That from this incident which I mentioned now, many points you learn. Number one, pride and arrogance is from shaitan. Because shaitan came, you know, and blew it into him that you must have pride, you must have takabbur. Number two, the one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance considers himself to be of importance whilst he looks down upon others. I am the main person. Everyone, you know, I am just important. Everyone else is lower than me. Everyone else, you know, I don't even worry about anyone else. Number three, the one who has pride and arrogance considers it an insult to himself to reply to the salam of those who are lower in status than him. Allah, this is a very big problem. And we see it in today's time that, you know, somebody comes and makes salam to you and, you know, some people won't even reply to your salam. They won't even look towards you. And comes some other person who has wealth, who is rich, and they'll reply to his salam. That's not the teachings of Islam. That's not the teachings of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to converse with everyone. Elderly people, young people, even children. SubhanAllah, they would even make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would make salam to them. He would reply to their salam. This is the teaching which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instilled in our lives. This is the teaching which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we need to instill this in our lives, in our lifestyle. Likewise, we also come to learn, the one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance greatly fears death and dying. In fact, he fears even the mere mention of death. After being afflicted by pride and arrogance, a person only worries about bettering his worldly life whilst remaining heedless of preparing for the grave and hereafter. Because he feels that he has something. So he only wants to work towards that. I have high status. I want to work to get better status. I must become more great. I must become more better. And you see it in some people. You know, when you look at them, you see that, you know, it's like they think or they assume that they're coming from a different world, or there's something, you know, special or someone unique or something. They won't even look at you. They won't reply to your salam. They won't even consider you anything. The only thing they are stuck with is this world, the world, the world, the world. And they are totally ghafil and heedless of the hereafter. Allah, 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 Allah. The one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance does not receive even the smallest amount of respite at the time of death. The one who has pride and arrogance faces immense shame at the time of death. This king was sitting on his horse, pomp, glory, fame, everything. Everyone's looking at him. Within a second he fell down and everything is finished. His kingdom, his kingship, his people, his, you know, everything. Everything is finished within a second. Allahu Akbar. The one who is affected by pride and arrogance does not have the opportunity to repent at the time of death. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, if these are all the harms of takabbur, of pride, of arrogance, then tell me, what better reason do you want to leave this bad habit, to remove this filthy habit from your mind, from your lifestyle, from your heart? By Allah, this bad habit is such a disgusting disease that it consumes your heart and it makes a person's heart hard. Because the person starts considering himself better than everyone. And so he doesn't listen to advice from everyone. He doesn't take any advice from anyone. Whether he sees something, he'll still say, no, you know, I am fine. Whether he listens to someone, he'll still say, no, I am fine. Because the pride is there, the kabur is there. So you can't even advise him. If by some chance you tell him something, he's not going to listen to it. He'll have something to say in return. He'll have another argument present. He'll have an answer available. Because it's not there, you know, the pride is there. I can't listen to somebody because somehow he thinks that if I listen to the advice of someone, it will make me inferior, it will make me small. But this is not what Islam teaches you. Islam teaches you, whether you are elderly, whether you are a young person, whatever it is, everyone makes mistakes. If you are an elderly person, a young person rectifies you, take the advice. If he is true and he is correct, then you must take the advice. Likewise, if you are a young person and some elderly person, you know, tells you something, you take the advice as well. There is no age. You are never too late to learn. You are never too old to turn. Nobody can say that, you know, I know everything. I am perfect in every field. I know this. I know that. No. We always learn. And for that, we need to be humble. You must know the people who are humble, they are the people who really possess some qualities. Let me give you an example. You know, you take a can and you put 1-2 coins inside. And you shake that can, what a big noise is going to make. You can hear the noise from far distance. On the other hand, take a can and fill it with coins till the top. till the top. You can't put another coin inside. And now shake the can. What are you going to hear? You're not going to hear a sound like the can which had, you know, a few coins in it. That's how it's an example of people. People who don't have any knowledge, any wisdom, any understanding. They are the ones who make the most noise, considering themselves to be the best. You know, they have the status, they have this pride, this arrogance in their heart. Allah, on the other hand, the people who really have knowledge, the people who have wisdom, the people who have intellect, you will find they are always down to earth, they always humble themselves. They don't need to show it. You know, I have so much knowledge, I have this, I have that. Automatically people will see it when they speak, when they converse, when they move, when they walk, whatever they do, people will see. These are such actions which you don't need to, you know, show people. The more you show, the more people will start moving away from you. Whatever quality you have, the moment you remain humble and you carry on, you do your things as you were supposed to do, you don't boast about it, you don't have pride, you don't have takabbur, people start noticing that. And that's the thing which people appreciate more. Jo aala zarf hote hain, hamesha jhuk ke rehte hain, surahi sar nugo hokar bhara karti hai peymana. A poet says that, you know, those people who have high status, high rank, high martaba, they are always down to earth. He says, take an example of a jug. A jug, surahi sar nugo hokar bhara karti hai peymana. A jug lowers itself. The jug is bigger than the glass and the cup which you have. But jug lowers itself. It goes down so the water can pour then into the glass, into the cup. So this jug is big, but you still don't take the cup and put inside. No, the jug goes down. Surahi sar nugo hokar bhara karti hai peymana. And when the jug lowers itself, it fills many other glasses, many other tumblers, many other cups get filled. This is the example of those that have wisdom, knowledge. They have something. They always lower themselves and give others as well. They don't boast about it. They don't stand with their chests out. And likewise, Ulama-i Kiram mentioned that look at the trees. Look how beautiful examples Sufiya-i Kiram and Ulama-i Kiram give. They say, look at the trees. In these trees, you find the branches which have the fruits. The branches are always hanging down. And the branches which don't have any fruits or anything, you will find they are straight up. Likewise, Sufiya-i Kiram said that people who don't have anything, they always stand with the chest up. And those people that really have the wisdom, the intellect, and something beautiful, you will find them always lowering themselves like the branches lowers itself and gives the fruits to the people. So this is the quality which everyone needs to adopt, the quality of humility, humbleness, lowering yourself, being down to earth. The more down to earth you become, the more raised and the more elevation you will gain in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. Subhanallah. Let's listen to the definition of pride. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, Al-kibru batarul haqi wa ghamdun nasi. Allahu Akbar. That is, that pride is to oppose the truth and look down upon people. Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully writes and he says, pride is for a person to consider himself superior to others. Allama Abdul Ghani Nablusi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, pride is to feel joy after considering yourself to be superior, greater and better than others. Allahu Akbar. And regarding the different types of pride, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala very beautifully mentioned, subhanallah, he says, one, that pride which is shown towards Allah Almighty, like the pride of Shaitan, Namrud and Fir'aun, or the pride of such individuals who claim divinity and turn their faces away from the bondsman of Allah Almighty out of hatred, al-ayazu billah. Number two, that type of pride which is shown towards the Messenger of Allah Almighty, just as the disbelievers of Makkah did when they said, we shall not obey a human like you. Why did Allah Almighty not send an angel or leader in order to guide us? You are an orphan. Al-Ayazu Billah. Number three, that pride which is displayed towards a common person. For example, looking at them with disdain, not accepting the truth and considering yourself to be better and greater. This is the pride which is found in each one of us in today's time. The rulings of these three types of pride, displaying pride towards Allah Almighty and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kufr. Right? Means the first two categories is kufr. Whereas showing pride towards common people is not kufr, but it is a major sin. May Allah Almighty protect us from the calamity of pride and its destructions. Ameen, 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 bijahin Nabi Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, a very bad consequence has been mentioned in the Quran for those that have this takabbur. It is mentioned in Surah A'raf, verse number 146. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And I shall turn those people away from my verses who undeservedly wish greatness for themselves on the earth. Allahu Akbar. Very famous Mufassir Imam Baghawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions, and he writes under this beautiful verse. He says, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma stated, the meaning of this is that those people who show pride towards my slaves and oppose my close servants, means my awliya, my friends, my saints, I will turn them away from accepting and confirming my signs so that they do not bring faith in me. The punishment for their animosity is that they are deprived of guidance. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is, you know, the outcome of pride, takabbur. They are deprived, they are mahroom from that beloved and beautiful spiritual guidance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in different ayat, it is mentioned in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 23, it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Indeed, he does not like the arrogant. Likewise, in Surah Sa'd, verse number 76, it's mentioned, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينَ. You made me from fire and you have created him from clay. Imam Nasafi writes under this verse, he says, Allah Almighty said to the angels, I will create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from soil. Then when I complete his creation and cast a special soul into him, thereby granting him life, you must fall into prostration to him. Thus, when the stages of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's creation was complete, all of the angels prostrated with the command of Allah Almighty, but Iblis, Shaitan, he did not prostrate. Rather, he displayed pride, he had takabbur, and in the divine knowledge of Allah Almighty, he was from amongst those who commit kufr. Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty said, O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating to this Adam alayhi salam that I created with my power? Have you displayed pride? Or are you from that group whose way it is to show pride? Iblis said, I am better than him. Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. For you made me from fire and created him from soil. And so fire is more greater. Why must I make sajda to him? No. I am better. I am greater. I am bigger. Allahu Akbar. What Iblis meant was this, that even if Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created from fire as well and was equal to him, even then he would still not prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So how is it possible that he would make sajda to him whilst he considered himself superior? Allah Almighty then said, leave paradise, for indeed you are reviled on account of your rebelliousness, disobedience and pride. Indeed, my curse is upon you until the day of judgment. And after the day of judgment, there is my curse as well as various punishments. Then Allah Almighty altered his appearance. He was previously good looking, but was then given a hideous and dark appearance. And his light, his noor, was also taken away. Allah. You know, Shaitan was Muallimul Malakut, the teacher of the angels. Right? Imagine how much knowledge he must be having to be the teacher of the angels. One sin, takabbur, pride. I am better than him. No, I can't listen. I won't obey the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ayyadu billah, because I am better than him. And this pride, this takabbur, what happened? What is the outcome? That he was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until qiyamah, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the curse of the malaika, the curse of the entire creation is upon shaitan and his followers. Whenever we begin reciting the Holy Quran, we say, A'udhu Billahi Ibn Shaitan Ar-Rajim. We want to, you know, save ourselves from any filthy, any dirty thing. We say, A'udhu Billahi Ibn Shaitan Ar-Rajim. We seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this accursed shaitan, this devil. Takabbur, pride. Pride destroys a person, finishes a person. Very beautiful statements of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are all warnings and, you know, statements and beautiful words which we must take some lessons from. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, should I not tell you about the worst of Allah azza wa jal's slaves? He who is bad-mannered and arrogant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised like ants in human form. Disgrace will cover them from every direction. They will be taken towards the prison of hellfire, where the fire will be cast over them and they will be made to drink tinatul khabal, meaning the pus and blood of the people of hell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised in the form of ants and people will trample upon them because they will have no significance in the court of Allah Almighty. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, no doubt there is a valley in hell called Hab Hab. Allah Almighty decreed that all those who are arrogant will reside within it. O Bilal, do not be from those who are made to reside within it. Nabi sallallahu was giving advice to Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala. O Bilal, do not be from those who are made to reside within it. Means, stay away from these filthy activities, from this filthy disease of arrogance, of takabbur, of pride. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also beautifully mentioned, the one whose heart contains a mustard seed amount. A mustard seeds amount, meaning a small amount of arrogance, he will not enter paradise. Regarding this beautiful hadith, Allama Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully writes, he says, the meaning of not entering paradise is that nobody will enter paradise whilst harboring arrogance, means whilst having arrogance. Rather, after being cleansed by means of being punished or with the grace and pardon of Allah Almighty, he will enter paradise. But with this filthy disease, takabbur, arrogance, pride, the person will never enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is takabbur, this is pride. A very beautiful incident comes to my mind and I want to share it with you all. That once, you know, a king went to a very pious saint, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some advice. And the king said, give me some advice, Hazrat. So the saint, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and he said that, tell me, you are moving around and you went to a jungle, some remote area, some deserted place, some deserted land, and there's nothing there, you know, no food, no water, nothing. You have nothing at all, not even a single drop of water. And you are so thirsty that if you don't drink anything, any moment you will die. At that time, I come to you with a glass of water. And I say that, you know, I'll give you the glass of water to quench your thirst, to save your life. But in return, I want half of your kingdom. Will you give it to me? So the king said, definitely, why not? You're giving me a glass of water, I want to save my life. The kingdom I'll get again. But now saving my life is important, so I'll give you half of my kingdom. The saint said, okay. Then he said, tell me, after you drink that water, let's say you need to pass urine, but there is some issue or problem in your body that you can't pass the urine. There's some difficulty and there's no one to help you, no one can do anything. And in that pain, in that worry, in that taklif, you know, I come to you and I say that, you know, I can help you pass the urine, but I want your other half of the kingdom. Will you give it to me? So the king said, yes, I'll give it to you. I mean, I need to save my life. I need to come out from that pain, from the difficulty. Whilst advising him and giving him nasihat, the saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then listen, the value of your kingdom is not more than a glass of water and a few drops of urine. And that's the value of your kingdom. Then what takabbur, what pride, what arrogance do you have on this kingdom of yours? Allah, 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 Allah. So remember, whatever we have, as I mentioned in the beginning, everything we have is the bestowal of Allah Almighty. There's no value, our wealth, our money, our luxuries, our car, our house, our bank balance, our properties, businesses, everything. There's no value of it. No. Allah Ta'ala does not look at your bank balance, your money, your wealth, your properties. No. Allah Ta'ala looks at your heart, at your taqwa, at your actions. This is what matters in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So there is no need to be, you know, to have pride, to have takabbur on these kind of things. If Allah Ta'ala wants, within a second, He can take everything away from you. He has granted it to you. You mustn't show takabbur. You must thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for each and every bounty which He bestowed upon you. You must start adopting humbleness. You must have humility in you. You must have humility in you. And what is humbleness? Very briefly, it's mentioned that humbleness and humility refers to showing gentleness, to show this kindness towards people in accordance to their attitudes and status, and considering oneself to be lowly, lesser in rank and small. Keep in mind, Allah Almighty loves those who remain humble. Those who lower themselves. The mother of the believers, subhanAllah, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, very briefly narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, O Aisha, adopt humbleness as Allah Almighty loves those who remain humble and dislikes those who are arrogant. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that you must lower yourself, you must be humble, you must be down to earth, and you shouldn't have takabbur and pride. And so the option is in front of you. You display pride, you have takabbur, you have arrogance, and you go against Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, you have, you know, ajizi, inkisari, you are down to earth, you have humbleness, you have humility, you are humble. Alhamdulillah, this is a quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. And if you look at all the awliya-i-kiram, the anbiya alayhim as-salam, the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see those people that have a link with Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see that they are always down to earth. You will never ever find a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a saint, you know, boasting and having pride and takabbur and walking around with pride and shunning people, making them keep quiet, this and that. No. You will always find them down to earth and always lowering themselves. And that's when people gain the blessings from those personalities. Alhamdulillah, this is a quality which we need to instill in our life, in our lifestyle, and we also need to become humble. No matter whatever status, whatever rank, whatever martaba you have, remember, always remain humble. Today you can become the greatest alim, the greatest scholar, the greatest mufti, the greatest businessman, the greatest spokesperson, whatever the case is. But every moment in your life, no matter how high your status is, don't let your status get to your mind, your head. Always remember that everything which I received, it is only from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila and the medium and the sadaqah of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it to me. It is His fadl wa karam. I must thank Him for it. On the other hand, if I show takabbur, I show pride, Allah ta'ala can remove this from me and I will be left nowhere. Remember, we came in this world in a state where we didn't even have clothes on our body. And we will leave this world in a state where there'll only be a kafan on our body. So what pride is there? Sufiya Ikram mentioned some very beautiful statements. They said, a person, you know, is born from a dirty drop of water. His entire life he carries dirt in his stomach. And when he dies, he is put in dirt, in sand. So his beginning is dirty, his end is dirty, his entire life he carries dirt. Sufiya Ikram said, then what reason does he have takabbur and pride for? He is filthy, he is dirty. Allah, 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 Allah. In deeper meaning, Sufiya Ikram say that a person is, you know, his body is filthy with sins by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still he wants to have pride and takabbur. What does he have? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that personality who was the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best of the creation. He is Sayyidul Anbiya, the leader of the angels, the leader of the prophets, the leader of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That personality for whom Allah ta'ala made and created everything in this universe. If it wasn't for him, nothing would have been created. But look at my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There wasn't pride, there wasn't takabbur. Allah Azza wa Jalla. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever displayed takabbur, pride and arrogance, and make sure, you know, I am the beloved of Allah, or I am this, you all of you are my slaves, you'll have to do this, you must serve me this, you must do this for me, you must do that, I want to walk in front, you must walk behind me, I am the leader, I am the boss. Ma'adallah, this was not the conduct of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely humble, down to earth. Whoever wants to go speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to them, speak to them. Children used to enjoy the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Elders used to enjoy the company. Everyone around my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enjoy his company. People who have pride, takabbur, arrogance, people don't want to stay around them, because they are a bit mean, you know, they consider themselves big, that we are the biggest, everyone else is lower than us. Why will people go around them? Oh, why will people sit with them? Why will people speak to them? So the lesson I want everyone to take away from today's discussion is that we need to lower ourselves, humble ourselves, instill this humility in our hearts, in our lifestyle, and inshallah azawajal will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, tomorrow, same time, same place, a different topic, something new, something exciting. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
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 It's